You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have in our studios, our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Richard Erickson is back, the artistic director of Courthouse Center for the Arts. And I mention Exeter because you're going to hear about Exeter in this show. We have some interesting trivia about Exeter. But Richard, welcome back to the program.
Danke.
Danke. That's
German.
That's German, which leads us into the subject of tonight's show, right? In a way.
Well, our leading man is German. The actor himself, Stefan. Yes.
And the show is going to be what that we're talking about tonight?
It's called Dracula. Perhaps you've heard of it.
So we're in that time of year when we'll be talking about haunted happenings.
Yep.
And Dracula coming to Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Richard has been kind enough to bring Joseph Robinson with him. Joseph might be known to a lot of our audience that saw Titanic. Joseph, you were in Titanic, correct?
Yes, I was.
And played what part?
I was played three, like many of us there. I was Thomas Andrews, J.J. Astor, and Edgar Bean.
Well, welcome to the show. And this is going to be about Dracula. And in Dracula, you are the fight director. Is that the correct terminology?
That is correct.
Fight director, and I think you're the first fight director I've ever had on Conducting Conversations.
Oh, that's cool.
After hundreds and hundreds of guests, you're the first fight director.
Well, I feel great about that.
And you're probably here because of trying to get between Richard and I, right?
I beg your pardon?
You might say that Richard meant me to be a shield.
Right. Okay, Richard, Dracula coming to Courthouse Center for the Arts along with the Haunted Courthouse.
Shall I talk about Mercy, or do you want to talk about Mercy?
Well, let's get to that little piece of trivia that I mentioned about Exeter.
Yeah, I just read, by the way, Smithsonian Magazine this month, no kidding, has an article about the New England vampires. And the lead story is about our own Mercy Brown from Exeter, Rhode Island, who I believe was the last woman declared a vampire in the United States. It was 1890-something. It was late.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine this. Like, just a little over 100 years ago, they were exhuming vampires and cutting out their lungs and heart.
In 1890?
I think it's 1893, wasn't it?
Is that what they did to her?
Yes, her brother had she died of tuberculosis. That's the science of it, okay? Her brother also had tuberculosis, but the neighbors were nervous about getting tuberculosis, and they didn't have enough information at that time, so they declared Mercy a vampire and asked her father to exhume her. They did in Exeter, Rhode Island. They cut out her heart and lungs and fed it to her brother, fed the heart and lungs to the brother, who miraculously didn't recover. But she's the last, like, condemned. She's buried here in Exeter at
somewhere.
Chestnut Hill, I think it's called. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Chestnut Hill here in Exeter, probably not far from our studios here.
Probably not far. Want to go?
Okay, we'll find it. We'll check it out. Okay. Now, Joseph, let's get back to you. Fight director. Is this the first time you've been a fight director for a show?
No, the first time at the I actually did a very little bit of fight direction for Titanic. We had a punch thrown in the show,
mm-hmm.
And so I guess you could call me the fight director for that show, though it was very, very minimal.
Right.
But I have
a great show, by the way,
and thank you.
It should be said that when Richard said I should introduce him as a brilliant actor, I agree with that. I did see Titanic, and I thought the show was brilliant.
Thank you very, very much.
He's very, very good.
And other background now, since that was your first fight directorship.
Mm-hmm. Here at the courthouse, yes, I've worked elsewhere at other theaters, and I have I have trained with what's called the Society of American Fight Directors. They're sort of the largest authority in training for staged combat in America.
Wow. Well, so you're giving me something I didn't know. I thought we were on a little tangent here, but this is a real thing then. I wasn't familiar with this part of the theater. So you've studied and trained.
Mm-hmm. Very, very much so. There are different disciplines in which you can train, and you can become certified in each different type of weapon, whether it be rapier and dagger, unarmed, whether it be a quarterstaff or other types of staged combat.
And hand-to-hand is what I was thinking about.
And Richard was waving his hands.
Unarmed is going to be most of what happens in the show.
Okay. Well, we have some music to play today, although Richard is quick to point out that this is not a musical of any kind, but there will be some music in the background to give some effect.
We've chosen to use Béla Bartók, many of the scores of Béla Bartók to underscore this like a film. The whole idea of it is that it will look like a silent film and it will sound like a magnificently scored silent film.
So silent film would indicate to me there are no spoken lines?
Let me go back.
Yes.
It will be a lovely black and white, not silent film.
There we go.
Yes,
there we go.
Thank you for that.
Black and white.
It's early in the morning. What is it, 6 a.m.? No.
It's actually 7 o'clock at night on Sunday
see.
Evening.
Oh, boy. So, time for me to go out with the rest of the undead. Yep.
Right. All right. We'll listen to a piece of music from Bartók right now that will be used in Dracula. Have the music that gets us in the mood for Dracula. Béla Bartók actually lived just around the turn of the last century, around 1890s, around that time. So he was actually alive during the episode we were discussing.
He was. I think he died in 1945 is what I remember. Mm-hmm. But he was definitely alive, yes. He was.
All right. Now,
he has that middle, let's say Middle Eastern. So we're going to do a silent movie version of Dracula that's set in the Middle East. No, that's not correct.
Disregard anything Richard has said so far.
Yes, that very European feel to it. Eastern European feel to it.
All right. Yep. And Dracula has a German accent?
Our actor has a German accent. It may evolve into something Transylvanian, but who knows what Transylvanian actually is. Transylvanians do, but that's probably it, right?
That's about
He's a cool actor, by the way. He's a really interesting actor.
And his name?
Stefan.
Well, yes. What else would it be? A German actor, Stefan. All right. So
if you give me a second, I'll remember his last name.
You probably won't remember it. You'll probably look it up.
Stop. That's right. His last name is Stefan Goldbach.
Goldbach.
Yeah.
All right.
Eins, zwei, drei.
And the show is going to start next week.
Dracula begins performances next week. It has a preview performance on October 10th and opens to the press on October 12th and runs through Halloween.
Through Halloween. Yeah, so actually on Halloween night, you could go see
Dracula.
Yeah,
there'll be special performances. There'll be probably two performances that night.
Wow.
And at the before that week, it runs on a schedule Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings at 8. And Thursdays and Sundays at 2. And we are voluntarily rating it M for mature audiences only.
There will be a little bloodshed, shall we say.
There'll be a lot of blood. There'll be a... here's what I call it. I think that Dracula, this production is going to be violent and elegant.
Elegantly violent.
Yeah.
All right.
So there is blood and there's violence.
There's violence or you wouldn't need Joseph, right?
Plenty of violence.
Plenty of violence, okay. But no car chases.
No.
Okay. So everything a film could want or a show could want, but no car chases.
No car chases.
No car chases, okay.
That's the next show, Peter Pan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of the next show, there's something going on simultaneously with Dracula, which we talked about, the Haunted Courthouse. Tell us about that.
Last summer when I took this job, the courthouse was empty. There was no staff. There was nobody. And I sat there one night at 9 o'clock, and I thought to myself, Lord, this is spooky. And it really doesn't need much help. And then I thought, well, why don't we haunt it for Halloween? So this Halloween, beginning October 6th, for the whole month of October, we are haunting the first two floors of the courthouse. And it will be a vampire's delight.
A vampire delight?
Yes, there is a blood winery. And Mercy Brown, who is the vampire we told the Rhode Island vampire that we talked about before, is the hostess of the event. I won't tell you more. You got
to
come.
All right. You got to come to see the Haunted Courthouse. Now, that runs through Halloween, which is a Wednesday night.
Yes.
So it runs up to Wednesday night, the 31st.
And it'll probably. And the thing we're thinking is we've had so many requests so far that we may run it from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock from Tuesday through Sunday nights.
Wow. Okay.
As long as people want to come, we'll be open.
All right, we'll talk more
about
that.
Have you ever been in that courthouse? You've been in the courthouse a lot. Have you ever been downstairs in the basement with the jail cell?
I have. I was down in the basement in the jail part.
I won't tell us why.
But no, actually, one night when WCRI was there to give away things at Titanic, the show Titanic, we were there one night to have a little presence there. And I had to go looking for a table, so off I went, and I went down in the dungeons. So it was a very cool place down there.
That room with the turret, which is the jail cell, will be the blood winery. And I won't tell you about it. No, it's dangerous.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it. I can't wait to see it. We're going to listen to another piece of music right now. And this is one that is a little bit lengthy. And Richard wants to save the end of this one for the close of the show. So we'll listen to the beginning of this. And then we'll save the end of it. We'll fade out, save the end for the end of our show. And right now, we'll listen to some more Bar Talk, and then we'll be back after the commercial break with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts, Haunted Courthouse. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson from Courthouse Center for the Arts. They'll be presenting Dracula starting next week. We'll give you details on that, how to get tickets, website information, all that good stuff. Also with us is Joseph Robinson, who is the fight director, and we get to find out a little bit about the fact that there's ways to learn about fighting, and Dracula has a lot of violence in it, I guess, is the best way to phrase it.
Starting,
how do you approach something like that? How do you decide, well, this should be this amount of violence versus this is too far to go?
Well, Richard was he was very specific about not wanting any camp in the show. Mm-hmm. and any of you know, Dracula reaching out his hand and I have power. And so for this one, it was that violent and elegant are his two words for Dracula. And, you know, most of the fights in the show, Dracula is at least involved in some way. And for me, at least, my perspective is that there's very little terrifying about a vampire attacking a human being because it's become such a convention. It's
sure.
I'm going to bite your neck, and it's seen in 100 different movies and
television shows, very popular right now also. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things like True Blood and,
correct.
And
yeah.
Everywhere. But the terror of a human causing violence to another human is something that people will never get used to. And so that's sort of the flavor of the fights has a very human quality to it that I'm hoping to bring forward, where it's not, you know, it's not this vampire with super strength that can just overwhelm everybody with a look. It's very gritty and mm-hmm. and very very sort of tangled limbs and things, you know, people struggling with each other.
You made an interesting statement where people look at humans attacking humans differently than they would a vampire attacking humans. Mm-hmm. Is that, you think, because we think vampires aren't real, and that so we know it's a movie, we know it's a
yes.
play, we close our eyes, it'll be over in a minute.
Yeah, well, and it's also you know, people, you look at a vampire and there are 100 different legends about, you know, vampires can do this, but their weaknesses are this and this and this, and this is how you beat them. A human, all you have is your knowledge of yourself, and this person is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a way, facing just a person is a lot more terrifying than facing a supernatural being that you've had, you know, 100 different stories about.
Sure. So it's almost ripped from the headlines, so to speak, as mm-hmm. some of us can't imagine terrorism. And
exactly.
we do not understand the people that do it. We don't know where they're coming from, and this is the same kind of way we would look at you know, another person. Why are they doing this to me or
yes.
someone else?
Yes, a lot of that thankfully comes from Stefan, our Dracula, who has a very, I won't say exactly what and you know, betray his method like that, but he has a very unique outlook on the character of Dracula that I think will come across very well in this particular show and this concept with everything that we bring to it.
Sounds very exciting, Richard. Looks like something everybody should be looking forward to, something a little bit different.
Yeah.
It certainly isn't Titanic or yeah. Avenue Q or Nonsense or some of the other things you've been presenting. So there's a touch of realism to this, even though we know it's a fictional character.
Yeah, there is. And the whole idea, you know, is that it's the old story. It's the dark giving way to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go just a step further with Stefan, because Stefan and I had spoken about this. Stefan, the first thing he said to me was, you know, I'm not evil. Dracula is not evil. He may be perceived by the audience to be evil, but my job is to survive.
Mm-hmm. Similar to what a man is doing when he eats a chicken.
Exactly.
The chickens may think
right.
he's evil.
Dracula needs to live forever.
Right.
And the way that he has discovered how to do that is to feast on humans, human blood.
Hmm.
He is undead.
Okay. Gives
cool.
us things to think about
it does.
Here.
The whole, that's the thing about this thing. You will be thinking a lot, and I hope you'll be looking over your shoulder a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to another piece of music that's from the background that Richard will be using in the show. And then we'll take a short break. No, actually, we just took a short break. So we'll just listen to some music and then we'll come back and talk some more. Music to get us in the mood for Dracula and the Haunted Courthouse, which is coming just in about 10 days. So get ready. And Richard, if people are interested in buying tickets in advance, they can do so by calling the courthouse.
We're at 401-782-1018. Our website is courthousearts.org.
Courthousearts.org.
Or and, as one of our subscribers says, courthouse.
Ats, yeah. That's like 782-1018. Yep. Now, I remember that phone number because the 1018 is my birthday, 1018. See how that works?
And I'm 1016.
See that? We're I knew we were brothers
We've
from other
about
mothers.
This, haven't we?
Yes,
yeah.
We have. So 782-1018, 401 area code, and give a call. And tickets are, we don't always talk about ticket prices, but I think we should in this case because it's an interesting bargain, or as that other person would probably say, bargain.
Bargain, yeah. Yeah, well, the tickets start, the normal tickets start at $25, and we also have pay what you can nights. In other words, if you can pay 50 cents, come on over that night. And we have, we're going to discount for groups and for students and for seniors.
Wow. Okay.
And we are handicap accessible, absolutely handicap accessible. And we have lots of ladies' rooms, and we have parking on site for both the events. The
free parking, by the way.
Free parking.
Free parking, handicap accessible, air conditioning, which probably won't mean too much at that time
of
year.
No, it's been a chilly fall, hasn't it? It's great.
But it could be. It could be interesting. So you never know. But Courthouse Center for the Arts, if you haven't been to the building, it's great. It's right on Route 138. Not too far, almost a few hundred feet from the Kingston train station there, just down the road from URI.
Can I tell you about our concert that's coming up as well?
You can.
Okay, on November 8th, we've got Jim Queskin and Jeff Muldaur with Josh Sherman opening, and that is a folk concert, and the doors open at 7 p.m., and the show is at 7:30, and you can also get tickets, courthousearts.org.
All right, if you're interested in that music. And then you have another concert coming up a little bit later in that month of November.
Do we get to talk about it?
We're going to have a show, a special show on that.
We are going to have the Narragansett Chorus.
All right.
And featuring somebody who's sitting in this room with us.
Well,
I'm not going to say whom.
I wouldn't say featuring, but part of.
And it is a large, what do you call it? A cappella
men's chorus, Narragansett Bay Chorus, been around for about 60-something years.
Right.
And we sing in the barbershop style and lots of other styles, too.
Right.
So we have spiritual songs and so forth. And that show's going to be on a Sunday afternoon in November. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it right now because we'll have you back and we'll do a special show about that and play some
We're
music.
We're really excited about that.
And Joseph's probably going to come back from wherever he is just to see that show, I'm sure.
Right? Of course.
I think Joseph is moving here. If I can talk a minute.
Now, Joseph, speaking of that, a little bit more about you. Do you live in New York or do you live here? Or
I currently live in New York. That is where my address is.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm working out here, Richard and the courthouse provide housing for me.
Sure.
That is right there on site so that he
and
has
luxurious,
me.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a masseuse and a maid that live, you know, downstairs,
right,
and everything.
Right.
It's
care
a,
of everything.
It's a great place.
Your every whim is
hot
met.
Tub, pool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It's all there.
And the chef is excellent.
Yes.
The
chef is really top notch.
Right. So that's the way to take care of professional actors at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. One more word about that line, professional actors, if you will.
Yep.
Courthouse Center for the Arts, in days gone by, was not necessarily a professional theater as it is now. Would you just explain that to the audience?
Well, we pay all of our actors, and a number of our actors perform under an agreement with Actors Equity Association, which is the union of professional actors in the United States. And we are going to be South County's resident professional theater company. That is what we are working towards, and I think we're on the way.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. We'll have more on that later. And let's see. We're going to get this a piece of music again from the Bela Bartok CD that Richard brought with him. We're not being too specific on this music because most of it is used in the background, as Richard described earlier in the show. It's there to add mystery and flavor.
And flavor, yeah.
All right. We'll listen to another piece, then take a short break and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are with Courthouse Center for the Arts. Richard Erickson is here with Joseph Robinson, who is the fight director of Dracula, which is going to be opening next week at the courthouse, along with the Haunted Courthouse, kind of running simultaneously. And if you want to have an interesting evening, you can do both. Is that correct, Richard?
Yes, you can.
Now, how does that work pricing-wise?
There are separate prices. The Haunted Courthouse is $10. to go through the haunted courthouse, and then there's a discount if you want to go upstairs to see Dracula. You can buy a package of the two, or you can see just Dracula, or you can see just the haunted courthouse. But in any case, you can call 782-1018 in area code 401 to get tickets for all these events.
Excellent.
The Haunted Courthouse begins October 6th. Dracula begins October 10th.
And runs through Halloween night. So Halloween being October 31st, for any of you that might remember, when is Halloween?
October 31st.
October 31st.
So Wednesday night, right?
Right. And so that'll be worth taking in. And I would think you'd want to do both. Or maybe go two separate nights. Spend a lot of time at the Haunted Courthouse and then go back and see Dracula later on. Right. Or one way or the other.
Can I tell you about the Haunted Courthouse, the cool thing about it?
Cool thing about it. Go ahead.
It was designed by a 17-year-old New Yorker.
17-year-old
New Yorker, whose parents I've known for a while, a long while. And they, when he was 8 years old, they invited me to their apartment. And they... to see his haunted house that he'd made in their apartment. And I thought, oh, God, no.
It's going to be a little floating ghost or
something.
Yeah,
so I walk down this corridor and walk into, I guess, what was the living room, and there was rain pouring from the ceiling. And behind it, there was a film noir stabbing going on. And he's been doing this since he was 8 years old. He's now, as I said, 17. And so we were talking last year, and I thought, oh, my gosh, a kid. Well, this kid is a bright kid. His name is Asher Young, by the way. And... so he has designed a haunted courthouse that is not people jumping out and going, boo, but it's psychologically terrifying, and it's all based around vampires and blood and survival.
One of the other things we just want to touch on is in every show, we have things like lighting and sound and stuff like that. Tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
Well, we have the lighting designer from Titanic, Michael Wanson, is coming back, and Dracula, the show... what I'm hoping is that we will never see Dracula in full light.
Hmm.
We will see parts of Dracula, or Dracula standing in half light, or in a shadow, or in a light that cuts him in half.
Now, I've been on some shows where that happened to me. Where...
yeah, but that wasn't intentional,
oh, that's
was it, Mike?
Correct.
Or was it intentional? Well, what was that show where you were in that where there was no light?
There was no light. Give me some light, please.
Give me some light. Anyway, so it's and it's going to be played in very tightly lighted areas,
mm-hmm.
the whole show. So you will never see a whole stage. And it's written like a film script. It cuts back and forth and moves like the wind. So the lighting has to move like the whatever. I've said that the show is elegant and violent. That is what it will look like. Costumes? Yes. I think the costume idea is cool. Can I talk about that?
Sure.
Are they bored?
No.
Okay. Each of the characters will be dressed with elements of 1893 London and elements of current clothing. For instance, Harker, I've seen one sketch, the costume designer's on Harker, Jonathan Harker, who is the doctor the lawyer who comes to seal the deal with Dracula for the new estate Dracula has bought in London, will be wearing jeans and boots and a tailcoat and a waistcoat and a top hat.
Hmm.
That's sort of the idea.
All
so
right.
It's elegant. And the idea is that this is a story that, yes, could happen today in Rhode Island.
In Exeter, Rhode Island?
In Exeter, Rhode Island.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Or Narragansett, or Providence.
Any one of those.
Yeah.
We have a piece of music to listen to now, and then we'll come back one more time and finish up with Richard and Joseph.
We'll be right back.
Looking forward to Dracula at the Courthouse Center for the Arts, and along with the Haunted Courthouse. And we said a little something, Richard, you mentioned something earlier in the show, and then again while listening to this last piece of music, you said the undead. And we could kind of segue that into the fact that the courthouse is now undead.
The courthouse is officially undead. We had our challenges this summer, which many people heard about. And we have risen phoenix-like. We have many, many new board members. We are getting gifts that we have never had hopes of getting before. And we are really looking forward to bringing audiences in to see Dracula and the Haunted Courthouse.
And lots of other things coming up this year, or the whole season, I guess, not just this year. But we'll do other shows and tell you about those things, so stay tuned to the new website, which is promised to be up in the next week or so, and we'll give you a lot of details about all the things that will be going on at the courthouse. And Joseph, I want to thank you for coming in, sharing your times and thoughts with us.
That, of course, thank you.
It's been great, and well spoken about those fight scenes. That's going to be a little interesting.
I thought that was the best part of this show.
I did
him
too.
Him talking about the fights. Yeah. No, you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, no, Richard. You
know. No, Richard, you're the best part of the show. No, I really thought that his that little 2 or 3 minute piece was very well spoken.
Thank you. Hopefully it'll be fun for the audiences too.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing the production. And Richard, thank you once again for coming in and bringing Joseph in. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
And we will see you soon doing some news about new things happening at the courthouse. We're going to go out with Richard's big finish here, the piece that he wanted to save for the last minute. And why did you want to save this 1 minute-ish piece of music?
This is the moment in the show where Van Helsing vanquishes Dracula.
All right.
The dark coachman is no longer. And this is the music that's going to accompany it.
Excellent. We'll see you next week on Conducting.
Just gave away the ending. I can't believe you, Richard.
Well, I think it's going to come. Maybe we'll find something else.
Congratulations,
maybe it'll be
everybody.
Who knows?
Everybody knows it.
Okay. Richard, well, I was just about to sign off, and you broke in with that. I mean, what about the nudity part of the show?
Oh, I hate nudity on stage. Okay, I just think I can't abide it. We don't know yet. Right. We may have to.
We'll leave the audience with that, and we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. <All right. laughs> Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.